I need complete silence. Welcome to the I Tap That Cigar Show, presented by Corona Cigars. I'm your co-host, Kerr Viajante, and I'm coming to you live from sunny South Carolina. And Jessica and Kevin have just joined us. And I'm going to actually end up completing what I was going to say. And my host, Kevin, and co-host Jessica and producer will be handle all the essential things like technical difficulties, which you failed miserably tonight, Jessica. I'm just letting you know that. welcome to the show tonight.
Welcome, everybody. Like Kerr probably already told you, I am Kevin from Cigar Prop, and I am coming to you live from the Drew Estate Experience Asset Studios here on the sunny Gulf Coast of Florida. And look who's joining us, Jessica. I had to update my BIOS and everything. How's the sound and the video now, Kerr?
Video's fine. Sound sounds a little not clean.
But it doesn't sound clean in my headphones either for some reason.
It sounds like you're get closer to the microphone.
How about now?
Yes.
Oh, yes. It's better there.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You gotta either turn up your sensitivity or get it closer to your mouth. That's what you said.
Let me get it.
I hear a lot of static in my headphone.
All right.
Are you sure it's in your headphones, Jess?
I mean, yeah. It may be in my brain.
It may be in your head.
Lord knows,
I hear a lot of static all the time.
It'd be in my head. Jen says it's echoey.
Is it echoey?
Well, it's echoing because it's not your voice is being echoed in the room and it's being picked up in the mic, so it's just not clean direct on the mic.
Does this sound better?
Yes, it does.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll just lean into the microphone. Maybe we'll do some ASMR.
So, all right, let me just tip.
That did not sound relaxing.
All right.
It was a relaxing ASMR.
All right. Sorry about the technical difficulties.
Wow. Say that three times. Clap it out. God. Difficulties.
All right. So, we don't have a guest tonight. Our guest must not he might be having some technical difficulties. So it's just going to be the three of us tonight. Unless Jen wants to slide in with you there. And
I don't think Jen's going to be sliding in anywhere.
Oh,
if it wasn't for his age, I'd have Joe turns 18 today.
Yeah.
Yes. Happy birthday, Joseph.
Yes.
It's a big deal to be 18 now.
You're
an adult, but you can't do anything.
Well, yeah, there is one thing I did share with him. I told him that, you know, at 12:01, but I fell asleep. So 12:20, I went into his room and I started punching on his arm. And I told him that it's no longer child abuse, it's assault.
That's it.
And I could deal with an assault charge on my record, not child abuse. So now it's just strictly assault charges, whatever he acts up.
There you go.
Just two grown-ass men going at it.
That's it.
So I need a cigar. So why don't we get right into the Cigar Medics Humidimeter Cut and Light. Remember with the Cigar Medics Humidimeter, you'll always know when to hold them and know when to smoke them.
Kerr, what are you smoking?
Oh, thanks, Jessica.
You're welcome.
I haven't even got to that yet.
We're not talking to you.
I'm smoking a little bit of a test here from Stogie Road Cigars.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Right on. Well, my Brick House Bricktoberfest 2023 is at 62%. Which is absolutely perfect.
I'm smoking a Perla de Mar Corojo, and it's at 64%.
Me too. I'm 64 too.
We're twinning. Buddies. We're twinning.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody that smokes at Perla Del Mar, now there are, I'm hearing a lot less complaints about the band than I used to because they changed the band. It's PDM.
I don't like
you know, PDM. Versus Perla.
And we got Jessica and Kevin are freezing again tonight, already early in the show, except for Jessica's camera that's up close to her, which the next time that this camera freezes, you guys froze.
Are we frozen?
You're not anymore. But your camera in front of you, Jessica, didn't. So when it freezes, I'm just going to cut to the other camera.
Oh, no, that's not happening.
Well,
we don't like that.
Well, what
smoking
we
smoking Pledge of Allegiance. But, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So, because we could, because you can put the camera up, you can turn the camera off. So you could,
yeah, we're not doing that. Hold on. I'll be right back.
So hopefully,
sorry.
That's what you get for having your chair up so high.
She always has to be higher than you, Kev.
Yeah, always sitting on her pedestal. So, yeah, some people don't like the Perla Del Mar, the new band. I like the new band only because I don't remember the old band.
What, the Perla Del Mar? With the very ornate with the ship and everything?
Yeah, I don't remember it for some reason.
Love it. I actually, it's pretty funny. It had taken me a while. When I walked in, I thought they got rid of that cigar because I was looking for it because I like it, and I didn't realize that they changed the band. And it was months that I just walked by and I bought another cigar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I like being able to say PDM.
All right. Just throwing that. So I literally talk about Perla Del Mar cigars all the time at work. All these newer cigar smokers that come in, I bring them right there.
I could have used you.
Tell everybody about Perla Del Mar's.
We could have used you.
Cannot go wrong. It's a good fucking cigar. I don't care what anyone says.
And then since we're on the topic of J.C. Newman, you might see some adornments here. You notice the new Bricktoberfest. So for this year, we don't have a Das Boot Stein, which is kind of unrealistic. You can't use it year round. It's cool. It's dumb. It's a great piece. We have it on our bar over there. It looks great. Someone comes over and wants a drink out of it, they are more than welcome to. But they have switched over to
pint. Twist it, catch the air in the freaking toe, and it drowses your face with beer.
So we've got the we got pint glasses this year. So why is my microphone settled like that? It's weird. So we got pint glasses this year. Oh, and then I don't have any cord. I need some slack. There we go. That's probably why it is.
Pint glasses. Pint glasses.
So we got the Bricktoberfest pint glasses. These are they say Brick House Bricktoberfest 2023. When you go into any participating Bricktoberfest retailer and buy five cigars, now you don't have to buy the Bricktoberfest 2023 cigar. You just have to buy five J.C. Newman cigars, and you get the pint glass for free. But if you're there to get the pint glass, why not pick up at least one or two, if not all five, of the Bricktoberfest 2023 edition? I've smoked several of them now.
Yes, and, I haven't even had a chance to yet. I have off on Thursday, so my plan was to actually enjoy.
I brought the shirt out for you and the socks.
I have my own socks and my own shirt.
Okay.
Socks.
So
why did you take my shirt and my socks?
Because I took my socks, but I took your shirt because I thought it was my shirt. Did we each get a shirt? I thought,
it's mine. That's getting up over there.
Yeah, we each got a sock. So yes, jcnewman.com. Click on the little the link for the Bricktoberfest and find a participating retailer near you. And then you'll also see some various things from a Corona cigar.
I may or may not have a problem with buying things from Corona. It's becoming a habit.
The new Corona cigar.
If you do have a problem.
The new Corona cigar ashtray is the coolest thing ever.
Well, that was
ever.
A birthday gift.
It's a tractor. And so on the back, it's got a little cigar rest. You put it in there. The smoke rises up through the smokestack. And then it's got a lid that comes off the top. And then you can dump out your ashes. They should have made the lid a cigar rest as well. This thing is so cool.
So, Jessica, when you say that you have a problem, you work at Frank Cigars, it always reminds me. You ever watch the show Taxi?
Yeah, when I was younger.
Yeah, I'll share this with you before Kevin gets on to our show sponsors and partners. But in the show, Jim Ignatowski is played by Christopher Lloyd.
Okay. Right?
Yeah. You know the stoner? And they get a Pac-Man game in the shop, and he's hooked on it. And Danny DeVito, Louie, pays him every week in quarters. He goes, "Hey, Iggy," and he comes out. And he goes out this big satchel of quarters
just to keep him playing.
That reminds me of you. They're just gonna start paying you in like store credit.
Yeah, I know. Well, to be fair, I did not realize for some reason that they had four colors in the mugs because I purchased this green one.
Oh,
and a black one.
You got green and black mugs, Jen.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the green one is an FSG mug.
Yeah,
and then the black one is Corona Cigar
Company.
Oh, FSG. I would love to have a green FSG
mug. I was just like, oh my God. So I bought them. Couldn't help myself.
Oh, you have to take a picture and send them, Jess.
I will. I'll send you a picture, but I can always purchase some mugs for you guys.
Yes, as gifts, you know, for all. But the ashtrays, I was surprised that was only like $90 on the Corona Cigar website.
Really?
For that tractor ashtray?
No shit.
Oh, what? Yeah. Okay. Oh, it was a Christmas or birthday gift. I was hoping you weren't going to look it up.
Well, I did a video on it. People were going to ask where they can get it.
It was a birthday gift. But
I can't believe it was only, I mean, I would have thought, I mean.
Damn you viewers and supporters.
Yeah, I figured it would be $150. You know, I thought it would just be
$90 for that fucking tractor thing. That's not bad.
It is super, super cool.
Yeah, so, it is really, really cool. Actually, a couple people have bought some. I even saw Cigar Obsession did a video on one
That guy's still around? Oh. Yeah. All right. Before we move on.
I don't know what just happened.
Yeah, pull that comment down so we can run our thank all
where
of our
is the comment?
Eric Padrone.
I got it.
Of the Padrones.
The Padrone.
Nice. You know, could you imagine being a cigar smoker and having a name Padrone Fuente, you know, just, you know.
And I didn't even see the comment.
I would, I think I would lie. Yes, that's, I'm related somehow. All right, before we continue with the show, normally I would say before we bring on our guest tonight, but we do not have a guest tonight. So anybody that has any questions, definitely throw them in the chat panel. If you're related to the Padrones and you want to come on and talk about your cigar.
He goes, I wish.
Yeah,
if you're not and you just want to get on the show and lie about it.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us all the stories. Send me a request. I'll send you a link. You can hop on tonight. So thank you, JC Newman Cigars, Cigar Medics, Amendola Cigars, We Are the Muscle, Casa Caraballo Cigars, Illusione Cigars, Deep in Flavor, Deep in Your Mind, K by Karen Berger Cigars, Corona Cigar, and of course, True Estate and Experience Acid. We got a question right off the bat. Throw that up there, Jessica. What is your favorite FSG? I'm going to answer first because I am the FSG aficionado of the FSG world. I personally, and this is going to be kind of a long story, so sit back.
Oh, gosh.
I personally, my favorite in the Florida Sun Grown is the Bellicoso. I think it's the sweetest of all of them. But they're all, but this, and then Kara, I mean, tell me if this is true that you have found it as true as well. I try and tell people when you find a cigar that you like, or maybe even if you find a cigar that you don't like, but other people are raving about it, try the different sizes. Because mm-hmm. like in the FSG, they don't make a box press. It's called a trunk press, Cuban mm-hmm. press. It's like a soft box press. And then they also make a standard round cigar.
Can I just make a clarification for a second, though?
Yeah.
I mean, there is FSG, but there's also cigars that have FSG tobacco.
Yeah, I was getting there.
Oh, okay. But what I'm saying is, though, if he's just
getting there, Jeff,
talking about FSG, then that's one thing. But if we can talk about cigars that have FSG in it as well, then that's a whole nother topic.
Yeah. So they make the round, the trunk press, and the bellicoso. And they all taste just a little bit different. Obviously, they're going to taste different. You know, for a trunk press, you're going to maybe have a half a leaf of tobacco that you're not going to put in it, just so it doesn't split when they're doing the trunk press. And the same thing with the bellicoso. Obviously, you're not going to have as much going down towards the tapered torpedo end, so it's going to be a little bit different. But for some reason, that cigar to me just tastes sweeter. And then obviously, you have the Army of Angels, which is probably my favorite cigar that has FSG in it. The Corona, all the anniversary cigars have FSG tobacco in them.
You're answering for everybody. Like the question was, what's your favorite? But then you decided to name every cigar with FSG. Stop that. That's not.
Kara, didn't she just say something about what about the cigars that didn't have FSG?
No, I didn't ask you to answer that. I didn't ask you to answer that.
I told you to sit back. This was going to be long. I told
you.
You
don't get to do that. You're literally naming all the cigars.
I gave you a heads up.
Kevin, what's your favorite kind of shrimp? Gumbo shrimp, shrimp Creole, fried shrimp.
That's what you're saying.
Sit back, Kara. I got some shrimp favorites.
Just answer the question. What's your favorite one? You already said the Bellicoso.
I had to explain.
Move on. Kara.
Bellicoso. Kara, what is your favorite FSG?
What's wrong with you?
Robusta. Not as long and as storytelling as yours, Kevin.
Now you can be honest, Kara, because FSG tobacco is very divisive in the cigar world. People don't like it.
My favorite, but I think to your point, it does. I think I've had the Bellicoso too, and it was okay. But it's the Vitola, you know, to your point, and you make a very good point. I just know with my cigars, I start off with Toro. And then when I went to the 5x56, it almost made me fall in love with the blends all over again. So I've had some cigars that I like in certain Vitolas, like the Fuente Candela.
Yeah.
You know, he's got, what is that? The 858, right?
Yeah.
They got a longer version, like a Churchill version of it. I smoked it, didn't like it.
I've never seen the longer version of that cigar.
Okay, so that's to your point, I find that the FSG for me was a little too sweet in certain sizes.
Interesting.
All right, now Jessica.
My favorite, if we're just strictly saying FSG tobacco, then it would be the Farm Rolled. But if we're talking about any other cigar that has FSG in it, my number one cigar for the longest time was the 20th anniversary by Corona. That's a fantastic cigar. And then I smoke a ton of the American.
You know, so I remember.
American's really good too.
I remember when that was Jessica.
Let me bring some depth to that conversation, Jessica. Yeah.
So I remember when she made that her cigar of the year. She said, you know, and it was very impactful, you know, and the way that, you know, she had said that this cigar is, you know, what other cigars should be judged against. Like, that was just.
It's true. I still feel that way to this day.
Every time I smoke the Corona 20th anniversary Nicaraguan.
Yeah, that was a really good cigar. I remember I smoked when I was down there. Fucking great.
Yeah. The new 25ths are good. They're rolled by J.C. Newman. Just that 20th by Aganorsa. It's just Aganorsa just crushed it with that blend. Then the new Army of Angels Connecticut. Oh my God.
So good.
That cigar is crazy good.
It is good.
We got another one here. What's the best cigar you smoked in September? What's everybody?
Oh, September? Yeah. I'm going to say,
good Lord. What's the best cigar you smoked in September, Jen? trying to think. Best cigar you smoked in September?
I would say the Almec by Foundation. Almec. I don't even know. Almec.
Mine was the Senator by Foundation. Yeah. I smoked that the 27th, so just a few days ago.
But I smoked a lot during September of that cigar. I just gravitated towards that.
I think you're going to see the Olmec this year because I passed
on that a couple of times. But when I go into the humidor, I see that I pass on it because it's a little pricey. But I know you always say how good it is.
I think you're going to see that a lot more this year on top list. Now it made a few top lists last year, but it came in towards the end of the year. If I'm not mistaken,
because we sell so much, but we recommend that cigar too. It's just such a good cigar.
Yeah, would you recommend? Really, it's worth the price.
I would say it's way worth the price. In my opinion,
I didn't realize the Olmec was a little bit of a pricey cigar.
It is a little bit pricey. Is it? Mm-hmm.
Actually, I know that Senator I smoked, I think that was like $35.
Well, I just bought you.
She just came home with.
I just bought you two.
Which I haven't had yet is the Menelik,
which I smoked the other day. Ooh, that's spicy.
The Wise Man.
What's the price on those?
That's about $16.50 for the Menelik, and this was $12.75 for the Wise Man El Guganiz. Or El Wawense. Hey, does anybody at Corona have a problem saying that name? El Wawense?
I never say it. I just like show the tag.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
It's this one.
This is a 6x52. So, I mean, I think depending on what size you get, too, like obviously it's going to change the price. I don't ever get a 6x52 for myself. I usually always do, I don't know. What is it, like a
5x54? Yeah, she's like a short Toro.
I like a short Toro.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. Actually, for me, thanks for asking, the best cigar I had in September. Yes.
What was your best cigar?
It was tough, but I got to tell you, that 14th anniversary Room 101, the AJ.
Oh. Yeah.
That thing, it was like crack.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you and Jen were smoking a lot of them.
It was really, really, really good. I mean, it's everything that you would think it should be and then some.
Yeah, that's nice when you find that cigar that just keeps hitting it every time. That's why I like the Perla de Mars. I mean, for the price, the construction, the smoke, just the flavoring inside, it's just they're all around good, from the shade to the Maduro to the Corojo. They're all good.
It's been a while since I had one.
Fantastic. And honestly, I've like gotten people to buy a couple boxes of them because they're just like an underappreciated or underrated type of cigar. People are like, oh, like a Perla de Mar. Oh, like I'm not sure, but I get people to try it. And I told one guy, I was like, if you don't like it, I'll pay for your cigar.
And then
he bought a whole box.
Now, are you pushing the Corojo since that's your favorite?
No, I ask them what they're kind of like. You know, profile is like what's their go-to, because if someone's more of a Connecticut smoker, that shade is fantastic.
That shade is really good.
The shade is good, but I tend to do the Corojo, but I mean all three of my smoke, you know, depending on what my mood is, especially early in the morning. If I'm really craving a cigar, but I don't want something too heavy, I'll have the shade with like an espresso.
Yeah,
you know, to kind of balance it out.
I like the spice of that Corojo though.
That Corojo just has a nice little.
I gotta go buy some now.
It's an inexpensive cigar.
It is.
I know.
Because you have to remember too, there are people who come in and their price point is between $8 and $12. That is it. It's not that there isn't a whole bunch of options. It's just hard to always find a good cigar options. That's kind of be a medium, right? It's either more of a mild or more of a full body, like a medium to full. And that price range is not always easy to find.
It's also a good option, a good consistent option, because how many times have you gotten an $8 cigar and you're like, hey, this is really, really good. And then when you go to buy it again, it's just inconsistent.
This has been the most consistent. I'm going to tell you right now, this has been on my number one list for the whole year.
You know, this is the first year in like 5 years that I don't even have something on the board for my cigar of the year.
Really?
I haven't smoked a lot of new stuff.
So I've really been, so this year for me is kind of like it was for me in 2020, where I, or was it 21? Where
21.
21, where I started to revisit
the like, things you like.
Just the things I liked, and then just smoking a lot of the stuff that I like.
We're just smoking, revisiting some, you know, not just favorites maybe at one point, but just kind of like reminiscing through some older stuff that you enjoyed just to see if it was kind of still enjoyable.
Yeah.
You know, see where your palate's at now.
Been smoking a lot of Illusione.
Yeah. You smoke a lot of Illusione.
A lot of Illusione. Someone had asked me in a,
you still smoke a lot of Dunbarton too.
I this is the least amount of Dunbarton I have smoked in a long time.
You know what? I think we should do starting the first of the year though, is to buy two big like containers and we literally throw every single band just for that whole year and just really look through and see what we actually smoked.
Well, yeah. I kind of did that a little bit when I did the, when I was, at, for when, the Dunbarton, the Silver Mesa El Americano made my number one cigar of the year. I was like halfway through the year and I noticed in my old office in that trash can I kept off to the side, it was half Mica Rusticas and half Silver Mesas. and I'm like, well, I guess I know which two are in the running for my cigar of the year.
Care,
and,
would you say yours is the the cigar you smoked the most of?
What's that?
Your cigar.
Well, yes and no, because I'm trying not to smoke a lot of my cigars.
Yeah,
but it's inevitable. The actual, you know, in September that I. Another really good cigar that I just recently had that Jennifer brought back that we talked about that was the Wildfire. It was really good. And and in my opinion, just literally for an inexpensive cigar, these Black Ops have been really good.
Oh.
Who makes I'm not familiar with that.
I think it's a Gurkha. It's one of those freaking couple buck bundles.
I tell you for
flavor to it, it really does.
Yeah, for an inexpensive like cigar we had on the show, and they sent us but we gave away all the bundles, but I kept one, the Miami Cigar Company, that little one, I think it was the Maduro, I can't remember. Oh my god, I smoked like a whole bundle of those in a week. And they were like $5 cigars, and oh my god, they were crazy good.
It's Gurkha. Gurkha makes
it. Okay. And it's called, I'm sorry again, it's called the what?
The Special Ops.
Oh, Special Ops. Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. Those are all, I mean, you come across those sometimes, it's kind of like we talk about Foundation, and we need to get Nick to advertise on the show, but his little $6 cigars, the what's that line of cigars, the three had, the Foundation, Charter Oak line. You don't carry them in Sarasota.
I used to like them, but the last couple of Charter Oaks I've had,
I mean, they sell them online, they sell them at some of the other Coronas.
They haven't been very consistent. The construction's been a little off.
Really? Yeah. Man, that kind of stinks. Yeah. You're talking about consistent. So I had mentioned, you know, when it was battling out, and I've never told the story on air. So when it was battling for my cigar of the year and ended up being the Dunbarton Silver Mesa, it was back. And so it was going up against the Nico Rustica. So we're talking a $15 cigar going up against a $6 cigar, $5.50 if you buy them by the whole box. And all year long, just back and forth, they were just banging cigars. And every one of them. And it came down to the last day. I had to make that decision the very last day of the year that I gave myself the deadline. So I'm like, I'm going to smoke them each during the day and I got to take some notes and I got to figure it out. And a quarter of the way through, the Nica Rustica tunneled and fell apart. It was my only one. I smoked over 100 of each and it was the last that I'm like, made the decision for me. So, and I still to this day don't know which one I would have chosen if the Nika had fallen apart. Yeah. You know, I don't know. You know, it's it'd have been tough for some people to swallow since I was kind of known as Mr. Nika Rustica. So that's my number one cigar. Like, and they're a sponsor. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, got to choose things that you know that you liked and, you know, perform maybe just a little bit better.
Yeah, and then I got shit from Dave Garofalo at Two Guys. he's doing his year-end show, and he's like Kevin from Cigar Prop, the Dunbarton El America or Sober Mesa El Americano. Really? That cigar came out like 5 years ago, and he wasn't, you know, but he was kind of trashing me a little bit, you know, my choice. Dave and I are friends, so yeah, nobody.
But I have to legitimately say this though. I can understand if it was a cigar that you couldn't get anymore, right? Like if it was literally a cigar that no longer is really like in existence, it's hard to find, and that was it, right? Like that would annoy. But this is a cigar you can still get. Who cares if it's 5 years old?
That's what.
I never cared. My cigars of the year. I mean, it's what's your favorite cigar that you smoked that year, or what is your favorite cigar of that was produced in 2023? And that's the problem.
Yeah, that's different.
There's a huge difference there. I'm like you. I have my favorite cigars, and if I think, you know, the El Galan Vegas de Plurial is my favorite cigar, I got to smoke a really, 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 really good cigar that year in order to knock it off.
Yeah.
And if I do smoke a really, 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 really good cigar, then my favorite cigar last year should be number two. Right? It's not like I have a whole revamping of my top five or top 10.
I agree. And when we used to do the top five, I would just make it a point that the top five wasn't allowed to be in the top five again of the next year. And but with that being said, you know, last year it was the Army of Angels by Corona Cigar has the FSG made by Paul Palmer over at Agonorsa.
Yeah.
So Angel. Yeah, technically that should still be for Angel Benitez, the general manager of Corona Cigar. Technically that should be my number one cigar of the year. Like nothing's on my list. So obviously nothing has topped that cigar.
Right.
You know, but am I going to make that my, you know, a repeat for the year? I think at the end of the day, if push comes to shove and nothing I have smoked beats it, it very well may just be a repeat of a.
Isn't that what I got you? The Wise Man Maduro. I got you one of the Wise Men.
This is the Wise Man El Wawense. This is the Maduro.
Yeah.
Toro.
Yeah.
6x56, and then I can't wait to smoke this.
That one I smoked the other day.
Menelik.
Oh my gosh, I felt like that had some power behind it. Yeah. It definitely had some oomph.
It depends on how you do your top 10 list, right? Or top whatever lists. It just is. And, you know, if you're serious about it, you want to pick the cigar of this year, then obviously you're not going to have any cigars from the previous several years or whatever. But if you're just going to say, look, man, you know, I smoked freaking... you know, 14th anniversary Room 101 this year. That's my favorite cigar. Next year, if it's still available, you know, whatever, like you said, Jessica, you know, if it's not one of those limited releases, it still should be my number one unless I find one to knock it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think next year I do want to start maybe trying to hunt down, like, you know, like I used to down, you know, new cigar comes out, I beg, borrow, and steal to get that new.
Yeah, but see, that's why cigar. I like doing some of the boutique stuff, because, you know, it doesn't feel like a lot of pressure, because it's almost like if I don't ever get it again, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But I think some people do have a problem with it. But that's why Stolen Throne, you know, the Crook of the Crown was my number one. The other year, because it was, I smoked it all the time. I would seek it out. It was so great. Yeah. And, you know, everything I've had from them, you know, has just been awesome. But again, do I pick that as my number one cigar? Probably not, because I still smoke a lot of it, but now I'm also trying other things. I've moved on, you know, to some other stuff, but I still smoke them. Viva La Vida, you know, the Jester. I smoke so many of those.
I was saying, but say that, like I said, that was the only thing that was when you were talking, I'm like, all right, the Viva La Vida, that could possibly be on my list. Yeah. That's up there. Is an amazing cigar.
Joseph Seymour said his is the Rose of the Desert Rose.
Man,
Southern Dry Desert Rose.
Yeah. But that Viva La Vida by Artesano del Tobacco, and then the new one, the El Pulpo. You know, about just two crazy good cigars.
They're really good.
Those guys. I mean, that's a testament to
a cigar brand owner that, you know, like, because I said that when Viva La Vida originally came out, I mean, it crushed it. Everybody was talking about that cigar. They didn't go out and they didn't make 10 more, you know, different cigars just to capitalize on their newfound popularity, fame, you know, even though people in the industry knew them, you know, they created a couple different sizes, you know, variations of that cigar, but that was it. Then it took them 3 years to come out with the El Pulpo, 3 years, 4 years, you know, and then just absolutely crushed that cigar. And it was just, you know, just fantastic. Yeah. Both made by AJ.
Yeah.
And AJ just did fantastic work on both of those.
AJ makes some great cigars. He really does.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to make a bad one. And I can tell you.
Yeah.
I've been really, really excited for Boothie too, because a lot of his stuff I've been smoking lately has been fantastic.
Fantastic. And the consistency.
Consistent, yeah, very. I mean, it's like it's really good. Now, I did have that. What did you bring back, Jen? The Sancho Panza.
Yeah, I got one in my latest Cigar of the Month Club I did the unboxing today. A Sancho Panza.
Thank you. Did you smoke it?
No, not yet.
Do you do cold draws?
No, I haven't taken it out of the cellophane yet.
Do you do cold draws in general, Kevin?
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember if you did or not.
Yeah, I'm a huge cold draw guy. I'll spend 5 minutes on a cold draw.
I'm interested in what your take is on it.
Yeah. I almost want to go get it now, but I got other tobacco on my mouth.
I'm like, no, don't do that.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see you cold draw.
Cold draw for 5 minutes.
For 5 minutes.
We'll hear you talk about your favorite FSG for 5 minutes, but damn it, we don't want to watch you do cold draw.
Yeah. I like what Matt has done with the, I don't know how much.
Have you had this one? Care?
That, the new Farce Nicaragua?
Yeah. Oh my God. How good is that Farce Nicaragua?
Jen got boxes. I'm like, dude, that Jen, the Nicaraguan Farce, the light blue, that thing is another one.
Crazy good.
Constantly good, great construction, fantastic flavor on that thing. I mean, just blown away by it. He's really done such a great job with that Farce line. I mean, really.
That's it. And then and the Big Payback Nicaraguan, great cigar. Now, if anybody, I think I only have like two left. There might be three. I don't even know why I'm mentioning it on the show, but because I only have like three samplers left of the Room 101. If you go to trashpandacigars.com, I have three, maybe four. I think it's only three Room 101 samplers, and I think it's got four new cigars and two vintage cigars that are like 8-10 years old. Mm-hmm. The SN and the HN. Crazy good, but it's all great stuff. So and the price is super cheap, so trying to get rid of half boxes, so I put together a bunch of samplers and sold almost all of them, but I got, like I said, just a couple left. But going back to that Sancho Panza, I like what he's done with the rebrand. He's, you know, the boxes look good, the boxes are clean, and the boxes are very reminiscent of what he's doing with the new Room 101. Yep. The boxes are very similar.
Everything he touches now or is part of, Kevin, is starting to have that similar feel, style. The box, the magnets on it, it's all
because when you go into a lounge, you know, I said, you know, because before, I mean, I love Matt Booth. He's a great friend. I love the brand. But when you would see some of his older packaging, like you could have like 8 or 10 Room 101 brands all sitting on a shelf, and you really didn't know that they all come from the same brand.
Yeah.
Because the boxes were all over the place. So I love the consistency, and he's doing that with Sancho Panza. The consistency is there. And
good. I noticed that too. I went through looking at his boxes because I want to get a box from everything, all the different colors that he has, right? Do something with it. And then when you start getting into his other stuff, even the what are the two boxes there, Jen? The bunny and the Daruma, same thing. Very same style.
Hold on.
The bunny was a good cigar too.
Oh,
can you hand me one?
Yeah. So good, Joseph. Since
I had to pick the heaviest ashtray to get her.
What the hell is that?
Hello, Dean.
Round two.
Hey, Kevin, can you please pick up that anvil that we fashioned into an ashtray?
That's it. Finish him.
The bunny that he made.
Oh, the bunny boy Justin. Yeah,
fantastic cigar.
I didn't have that. They didn't send me those for free.
Really?
Oh, Jesus. So, Kevin,
oh, my God.
Justin's my boy. Didn't send me a single one.
The box looks the same look, you know, that same.
Did you send him some cigars?
Box consistency, just really good.
We're talking about me, Jessica.
Oh, yeah. That's my point.
Yes. So, I love it.
What's that?
I love the consistency. I like, you know, we talked about that. When we had Jack Heyer on the show, when you look at a Camacho box, Camacho, I think, I could be wrong, but I think Camacho was the first to do that. You know, where all the boxes were almost the exact same, and it colors. But you look at them on a shelf, and you knew all of these boxes belong to one manufacturer, and they all flowed together.
I think what does get confusing is, when you do have somebody who's maybe just like a novice smoker, not a new smoker, but just like, you know, does smoke occasionally, knows a little bit about cigars, but they come in and they can't always remember exactly like which cigar they smoked, or they know they know it's a Camacho or you know, something, but they don't really quite know which one it was and they don't have the band anymore. They just don't have any like idea. It's hard when stuff looks so similar. Like if you look at all the Padrones, like,
oh god,
it's so complicated, right? Or a Perdomo, and they blend.
Tatuaje. Like,
yeah, you Tatuaje know? Is only because of the way the bands are. It's not so much all the bands look this similar. They're just tiny.
Yeah, you know, and Tatuaje guys, like I said, they know their Tatuajes.
And warped guys.
Oh, Warped guys.
Oh, Warped guys.
I wish Warped. I wish the bands were just a little bigger.
Just a little bigger. But I do get, and for me too, like when I go and look at Padrones and stuff, I'm sometimes like, oh my gosh, like, why do you smoke a Padron? Like, it's so hard to find the cigar you're looking for.
But they know they're Padron. I mean, when you're the Padron, you don't really, I mean, you've been around long enough, they don't really have to worry about that. But, you know, like you said, with Camacho, you're going to remember your color, right? You remember the color. And I found the same thing with Romacraft as well. Is sometimes I'd get a little confused with my Romacrafts.
Okay.
You know, but the good news is if I pick the wrong one, I'm still going to pick a really great cigar. So, you know, there's never a wrong select, you know, but it is difficult if you're, you know, if there's some, I mean, listen, I went through it myself is you start going through this, you try and want to get fancy and memorable. And sometimes you get so fancy and so memorable, or you get so fancy that everything blends together, where sometimes just the simplest of things of, hey, here's the same box. We're going to make it red. That's our Corojo.
Yeah.
Hey, this is going to be blue. This is going to be.
But you can't do that with some brands. You just can't.
No.
It just wouldn't make sense. Like the Davidoffs, you could never do that.
Oh, yeah. Davidoff, no, a giant row of white.
Yeah.
You know, everything's
white. Well, they do have, you know, some of the black boxes.
Yeah.
But still, though, same thing. It's like, what the hell are you going to go?
For the late hour. You know, the Winston Churchill late hour.
That's my go-to.
There's a white and a black.
Yeah, that's my go-to.
What?
Yeah, the black, the late hour.
The late hour. Right now, they have an amazing deal at Corona. You buy a whole box of one of the Winston Churchills. Doesn't matter which one it is. You also get a free bottle of, I can't remember what kind of whiskey it is. And now they have a ashtray humidor that's Winston Churchill's hat out of ceramic.
Get out of here.
Yeah, and it has like this really cool tray. You lift it up, you lift the top off, that's the ashtray part, and then it has a space in there for cigars, and it's a humidor as well, and it's literally and it's fantastic.
What's that
at my store?
What is it?
It's a Davidoff late hour. Buy a box. It's like a deal, but you get an ashtray humidor with it.
Oh, nice.
It's amazing. I'll have to take a picture and send you what it looks like. It is so cool. And so many people are like, oh my God, I need that. I need that. Cause it's like one of a kind type thing. There's only a few made. It's like a promotion. It's so freaking neat.
Placencia did a nice job too with their brand.
Yeah, right here.
Yeah. I just pulled it up. Took it down and then you put it back up again, Kevin.
It was Jessica.
No, I'm on the Corona website. I want to see.
I know, Kevin. I was calling Jessica. Kevin.
Oh, you know, here's a. I'm gonna share the my screen here real quick. I'll go back over here. Free ashtray hat and cutter. You spend $300 on Foundation cigars. I have that ashtray right here. It's a beautiful ashtray.
That cutter is pretty cool.
That hat is badass. And we have that cutter here somewhere as well. What is it? Okay, it's here. Is here the Davidoff now? Enjoy. Okay, let's see. Let's see what the. Let's see if we can find that. All right, we're gonna.
I don't think it's gonna be on there. It could be just for my store. I'm not sure.
We're gonna watch Kevin shop. Kevin, can you shop for some underwear when you're done?
Yes.
It's not gonna be on there, probably.
Well, while you chit chat.
Why don't you just search for the Davidoff hat ashtray or something, or call it humidor ashtray? I don't know.
A hat ashtray.
Ashtray.
Yeah.
It's a hat.
Every hat can be an ashtray.
What was that down there?
That was a pipe. Let's see.
Hat ashtray. That is fucking great.
Well, and then an Atabey humidor came in. It has to hold like, I don't know, like 200 cigars. It almost kind of looks like a piano. It's beautiful. And if you buy that humidor with the cigars, you get another 350 cigars of Atabeys.
You get what now? What, go
350 extra cigars come with this other, with the Atabey humidor that already has cigars in it.
Wow.
How much is it?
Crazy. The humidor is going for like $1,200, I think.
Well, they're an overpriced cigar to begin with.
Yeah. Well, but it's, oh God, that humidor is beautiful. The tabletop, it's so nice.
It's their.
Yeah, it was the Atabey, and then the Winston Churchill's not on the
It's for in store.
Yeah, I didn't even see on a Google image search. I couldn't even find that Winston Churchill.
Oh, I'll take a picture. It is ashtray. Awesome. We only have four of them.
You know, when Atabey came out a couple of years ago, I don't know how long they've been out, but I think it was like three years ago when it was like making all the rounds. Everybody was talking about it. I finally got my hands on one. It's like a $35 cigar. I'm like, this cigar sucks. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't like it. And I smoked another one. I didn't like it. And then and it was like a couple weeks after that video came out that I did. And then more and more people were like, yeah, this cigar is really not that good. And I think people were afraid to say
what cigar?
The Atabey. I think people were afraid to say the cigar. They didn't like the cigar because of the price.
Yep.
And then I think a lot of people were going with the flow. And then I'm not saying it was me, but I know of at least one person that, you know, that reached out and goes, you know what? You were right. I used to say the cigar was good, but now I smoked a few. The cigar is really not that great.
It's been out for some time because I remember I was working up in Maryland, and that's when I first got introduced to it. I was at a Davidoff Cigars. That's a big chain up there in Maryland, and he had the Atabey. It was like, this cigar has been made with Cuban tobacco. He had this big story behind it, big price tag. And I went back and I smoked, and I was like, you've got to be shitting me. This is terrible. I mean,
yeah. But it's somebody's palate somewhere.
And they still haven't acknowledged whether there's Cuban tobacco in that cigar or not.
You bring up a good You bring up a good point, Jessica. I just want to make a declarative statement right now, okay? If I give a comment, and not just you to anybody, if I give a comment about a cigar, that's my opinion. I don't want to always have to fucking say, you know, in my opinion or this. It's like
I'm not trashing
anybody. Like, I'm just saying. This is my opinion. It's my palate.
Right.
If the Atabey was $11 cigar, I'd probably be like, oh, it's not a bad cigar for $11.
That's how I feel about some cigars as well. I won't disagree with you on that. I just think though too that we shouldn't have to always clarify. Oh, this is my opinion. But I feel like especially to
there's so many fucking people out there who claim to be freaking aficionados or reviewers
and I actually think of it in
their opinion for intelligence, and that's the reason
feel the need to kind of say that, because for newer cigar smokers I feel like it's already an intimidating environment. You know, there's a lot that could be said to them. You know, there's a lot to learn. There's a lot to take in. And if you kind of don't say like, it's okay if it's not in your wheelhouse or, you know, that's just my opinion, they might take what anyone's saying and then like either be like so confused and then make really poor decisions thinking they can only, they only have to buy expensive cigars, that it's not okay to buy lesser. You know what I mean? So I think sometimes it is important.
If they're watching, if they're watching and listening, then they would get good advice.
Yes. You know, but you say that, Jessica, and I've heard so many times that, you know, or here I read it, Smoking Social, you know, all the, yeah, all the Facebook.
A lot of people say this as well, you know, the Byron.
I like the Byron better than the Atabey,
yeah.
You know, but the Byron for that short of a cigar, man, that thing is priced, you know.
It is very expensive.
Very expensive. Yeah. And those are short cigars. But you'll get people that they'll ask the opinions on like, hey, I smoked this cigar. You know, everybody raved about it, and it's like this. We'll just say Atabey since we're talking about that. But I didn't like it, and I didn't get much out of it. Like, what am I doing wrong? And that's what, you know, and that hurts. Like, that hurts me. You know, as someone in the member of the media and the cigar world. And then you'll get a lot of people chiming in, saying, "There is nothing wrong with you. Please stop listening to everybody." You know, just because, you know, 20 people say that this is the greatest cigar out there right now,
or the worst cigar,
and you didn't like it, or the worst. Gurkha gets a lot of bad press for their cigars. If you don't like a cigar, it just wasn't in your wheelhouse. Yeah. That's all there is. We talked.
Well, it's not just out of your wheelhouse. Yes, there could actually be some other issues with cigars, but for the most part, I mean, it's fair to say it might just not.
Uh-oh.
In your palate, but you know, there are some other valid reasons why people don't smoke cigars. Kevin, but that's not something a new Kevin. Cigar smoker needs to be overwhelmed yeah. with.
What?
Clap, Kevin. Yep, you're
delayed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Am I delayed?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, Jessica was talking and her voice was speeding up, and then we're back to that.
Ooh, that's weird.
The Jersey delay where they're, you know, you all feel like they're over talking you. But really, yeah. His voice hasn't hit their ears yet. Maybe that's the problem.
Well, yeah.
It's me.
No, no, so, not I mean, you.
And like we were saying like, earlier.
Trust me, I get with Jessica yeah. too. Please. I think there's an internet connection problem there with their ears.
That's it. We were talking earlier about the FSG. You know, Care's not the biggest fan of it. Other people hate it. Other people absolutely love it. You know, so if you, I say I love it, and you don't, and you smoke it and you don't like it, nothing wrong with you. You just didn't like that cigar.
Well, the problem is that, like you said, when some people, and I've seen this happen and you've seen it happen, especially, you know, with certain cigars or certain club members. And if you say the cigar is not bad, they jump all over you. And you're like, listen, cigar is not good. In my opinion, why are you going to fucking get on my ass and start ripping me if I tell you it burned bad? Right. It didn't taste good. It freaking was not in my wheelhouse of flavor. I like the other cigars that your club has sent me, or I like the other cigars that your clubs are offering, but I'm sorry, this one's not good. You're not going to hit a home run every single time. So stop acting like anybody who goes against what you're producing is crazy.
If I have a cigar that I actually is a pretty like tasty cigar, but if that construction every single time I smoke that cigar falls apart, that cigar is bad.
I think we all have those, as in anybody that collects cigars. I think we all have those drawers in our humidors or the section of cigars. I have one, and like almost once or twice a week, I want to choose one from this manufacturer. I'm like, oh man, I haven't had one in forever. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I only have time for one cigar tonight. I don't have time to be messing around with this cigar, babying it, touching it up. Yep. And I end up choosing never to smoke that cigar. I'll go months and then I'll smoke one and be like, it's flawless. And then it'll be a couple of days later, I'm like, I'm gonna grab another one. And here we go again.
Yep.
And here we go again. You know, and it's just so hit and miss.
Yeah,
so irritating.
But I do tend to, you know, revisit stuff as well. I don't like completely always cut it off, but it is frustrating when you know that cigar has some really awesome notes to it. It's like tasting good, but then you're constantly having to touch it up, or it starts to unravel, or it has, you know, just some construction flaws. That's very frustrating.
One of my favorite cigars. Oops, I think we're still on that delay there. I was going to say the cigar, like a cigar, I love the flavor. Love the flavor. But I at least 80% of the cigars I've smoked have always had construction issues, and I got to fiddle with it. But I muscle through it because I like the flavor. In my experience has always been that the Spanish Press by La Gloria Cubana. Love the cigar.
Yeah.
That flavor is fucking so on point. And that, to me, I'm like, the juice is worth the squeeze.
Yeah.
It just is.
All right.
No, you're right. There are some. It's like, I, you know, it's so good, but you know there's potential for an issue, you know, and you just, like you said, you muscle through it. You know, the ones that are like, when you get a good one, you get a good one, you get a bad one. But like I said, they're not that.
Are you sitting far away from your microphone, Kevin?
No, I'm sitting right up near. I am getting a little bit of an echo myself.
You sound really far away from your microphone. Jess sounds fine.
I sound fine.
This one is weird.
Yeah, you sound fine. Kevin sounds like he's like away from his microphone.
Kevin moves around a lot.
Oh, wait a minute. I muted himself. I muted myself, so it was Jessica's microphone picking me up. That's the reason. So that's it. So I want to go back to something you said a couple minutes ago, Kerr. When you're talking about, you know, people like when you post something online and you're in a cigar group or a cigar club, and maybe it's from one manufacturer or it's from one group that has their own cigars. And if you don't like something, you get lambasted and people jump on you. You're wrong. You should stop. You should just quit. You know, that club, that group, just leave. And there's some groups that in the past that I don't belong to anymore. I got jumped on by one of the biggest groups out there. It used to be, I don't even know if they're still around. It probably are, for sticking up for Matt Booth Room 101. And then, man, did I get beat up, you know, it's like, man, I'm just sticking up for, you know, the cigar. I like the cigar, you know, so that's why I like, you know, if you're on Facebook and you want a good group, you know, we have our own, the I Tap That Cigar Club. It's not a giant group. I post mainly in the Smoke In Social. It's just a fantastic group. It's just
great people group in that of group.
Just fantastic. They're so helpful. There are people like, hey, I smoked this cigar and I know a lot of people liked it. I didn't care for it. You know, and it was from like that Cigar of the Month club. People be like, yeah, you know, you just didn't like it. You know, hey, from that manufacturer, you may like this one. You may like this one, but you never hear, you know, people, you never see people just jumping on that, you know, you're wrong. This is our club. You know, you have to like everything that they pick out and send you. And you're
I guess that's why some people join certain clubs. I mean, that's fine. But, you know, most people are going to have different palates, different opinions, and you have to be able to just roll with it.
Yeah, it's like, to the same
it's okay not to like the same stuff.
Doing cults, too. You know, they need that religious cult to feel like they're belonging. You know, I mean,
that's it.
Yeah,
that's it. I'm gonna do a cigar. I'm gonna do a cigar, and it's gonna have a full. You know how like Room 101 does the parchment paper? It's 100% wrapped like a hot dog. Mine's gonna be purple parchment paper. And then what was the name of the group? They had the purple cloths, and they all drank the Kool-Aid, and then
and died.
Yeah,
yeah. No.
Massive. You remember that one? Care out in
Johnstown.
Yeah, was it John? Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. You know, as a yeah.
I can't remember.
Demented.
That was. You know, what's funny is they actually ended up. Here I gotta look this up now. It was.
Yeah. What was the?
God.
As soon as you say the guy, the leader, all, you know, obviously I'll remember. But
and you know, they really didn't drink Kool-Aid. It wasn't Kool-Aid.
No, what did they drink?
You gotta look that up. It was not. It was
okay.
Jim Jones. Yep. Jim Jones and Jeez, what was it?
Because I thought that's where we got the phrase from. You know, you guys are just drinking the Kool-Aid.
It is.
It is. Okay.
But it wasn't Kool-Aid.
But it wasn't Kool-Aid?
Nope.
Was it urine? I don't know. Was it?
That's gross, Kevin.
I don't know. What else would they drink?
It's not but Kool-Aid. Not there. There's plenty of other things on the planet to drink: water, milk, soda. Well, they
had to hide the cyanide or whatever in something.
Well, they knew willingly, I thought.
Oh, that's right. They did know that they because they were going to meet the aliens.
Yeah, that was like I thought they knew. I thought they did it willingly.
You're thinking of Heaven's Gate.
That's Heaven's Gate.
They thought the ship was behind the Hale-Bopp comet.
Oh, yes. Yes.
The Hale-Bopp comic. Yep. So I just think that at the time, since Kool-Aid was a brand name, that's where they went with Kool-Aid, but it wasn't Kool-Aid.
Do you know what it was?
What they drink?
You gotta look it up, man.
What they drink?
Does anybody know what?
Why can't you tell us?
Because I figure someone can answer the question on here. We got some viewers. Maybe we got some Jim Jones fans.
Maybe someone else knows. Well, yeah. Ben said Jim Jones. So, Ben, what did they drink? Ben.
Come on, Ben. Start Googling, Ben, because I know you are. Don't act like you know it off the top of your head.
He might.
I can't. Ben,
quick to answer. Purple drink.
Purple drink?
Yeah, like little Wayne, the purple drink.
The purple drink?
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That is hilarious.
Probably Tang, he said.
Yeah, Tang. Yeah.
No, it was purple.
Oh, I forgot. He was good.
It was Flavor Aid.
It was purple?
It was Flavor Aid.
Oh, Flavor Aid?
Flavor Aid. And
that doesn't sound very exciting.
They had the mascot was a straw.
What?
I'm telling you, look it up.
I forgot. I forgot that he was taking all his followers down to Guyana, you know, and I forgot. God, I forgot.
Yeah, it was Flavor Aid.
The more the Flavor Aid, more Haterade. and the mascot was a straw.
Flavor Aid.
I love how they put down because, you know, when you're getting ready to do a mass suicide, I'll put it here in the comments. You'll laugh. They got to emphasize that it was a less expensive product. Hey, listen. I got some cyanide.
That's why he said knock off with Kool-Aid.
Go get some Kool-Aid. Hey, Jim, come here. What? Dude, Kool-Aid is going to cost us. Like, I could save some money with Flavor Aid. What the fuck's Flavor Aid? You know, the Kool-Aid guy comes out and says, oh, yeah. This one has like a little straw that dances around. How much will it save us? It's like a quarter of the cost. Why don't you get some grape Flavor Aid and we'll just tell everybody it's Gatorade. They're going to die anyways. You don't care. How did that go down?
A pack of the Gatorade is 5 cents. What is Flavor Aid? What was it? 2 cents?
We're not talking about Gatorade. Yeah. We're talking about Kool-Aid.
Or Kool-Aid.
We keep adding more drinks. Yeah, Kool-Aid.
Yeah, they killed everybody. What they end up saving? You know, I mean, it was a lot of people. So I mean, it couldn't have been more than $25.
I mean, why didn't they at least go out drinking something good?
Some Kool-Aid, right? I mean, come on, throw some sugar in there.
Or some really wine. Good. I don't know.
No, they went out with Flavor Aid. Yep.
God, Flavor Aid.
Yeah, really strange.
I think somebody posted something that I did a freever version of the Flavor Aid straw. And I put Jim Jones' face on it.
Hi, Jess.
Yeah, I don't know what I walked into. Yeah. Just don't ask questions. Just drink the Flavor Aid we're sending.
No, don't drink the Flavor Aid. Splurge and have the Kool-Aid.
I've got
can get cola. Just regular cola brand stuff. Okay, get that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I can get Dr. Thunder for your last drink, or we can actually get Dr. Pepper.
What about Mr. Pibb? It's the same thing, but he's not a doctor.
Yeah. At least Mr. At least Mr. Pibb is way better than Dr. Thunder.
Yeah, Dr. Thunder and Mountain Lightning and all the only one. What was the what was the purple one, Care, that that they drank on MASH? Radar always loved. What was the purple? Knee-high. What was his grape knee high? Yes. I tell you, it doesn't taste like grapes, but it sure the fuck tastes like purple. I'll tell you that.
Purple had a flavor. That was it.
Yeah, grape knee high.
That was a purple drink.
Yeah, that was the it didn't taste like grape, but fuck it.
It was like the orange drink that we used to have back in the day at McDonald's, like every Tuesday in school.
Oh, it's still there. High C.
But this wasn't high C. It was like, I don't know what the
No,
fuck it
I
was.
Know what you're talking about. I can't remember what it was called. Tuesday, it was like it was worse than Fanta.
Yeah, every Tuesday we were allowed to eat. They would get McDonald's for us. So we get a cheeseburger, fries, and they have a big container of this orange drink that always left like this a plastic coating in your mouth. It was the worst drink in the world.
I was like, it was everywhere. It tasted horrible.
Yeah, it was horrible.
You remember those wax candies that had juice inside of
it was
them?
Like that.
Yeah. And like you would like, that's what it was like.
Hey, mom, we got any orange juice? We got Sunny D. You know,
Sunny D's the worst. Oh my god, I hate Sunny.
I like Sunny D. I like Sunny D. I'm not gonna lie. I kind of like Sunny D.
Oh my god,
it's actually I haven't had it in a long time. Sunny, I kind of feel like I need to buy it.
Sunny D is the Dr. Thunder.
I mean, luckily the kids like. Breakfast real juices. Orange juice. I don't have to buy the fake stuff.
Yeah. Plus like it's got to have pulp in it.
Orange juice. Yeah. It's just fake. It tastes synthetic.
I don't really like orange juice with pulp in it.
Yeah. I want all pulp.
Really?
Yeah. I want very little pulp. Juice and I want
all right.
Pulp.
There's a good thing. Are you guys all pulp or no pulp?
Oh, it's like pulp. Pulp or I like, the pulpier pulp. The better.
Yeah, I like pulp. It at least makes me feel like
I would rather
even
not have
even
it.
Even if it's fake, they throw the fake pulp in there. As long it makes me feel like I'm drinking something natural. Sunny D, it was always, it tasted synthetic to me. It was like.
Because it was thick. Sunny D was like motor oil.
It was just like.
It still is. They still make it. It's not like they don't make Sunny D anymore. They make it sound like it's non-existent.
It's not existent in my, really tasty. In my meal. My drink selection.
I'm just glad when I was at Publix last week, 2 weeks ago, getting something. And I noticed one of the nut milks was nut juice now, since they're cracking down on that milk shit, which I think they should, taking the good name of milk
cares?
And defaming it by so stupid, calling almond
really?
Milk and
really
when it's
buy
just
something called
juice.
Nut juice.
Oh, come on. Who cares?
No. Yeah, that's what this one was called. It was nut juice.
I want to buy some
that's
nut
what,
juice.
Whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
Nut juice.
But yeah.
It's one of two drinks that's still a dollar.
Yeah. God, that's a price. Because even... some places are charging more for the Arizona iced teas aren't even a dollar at some places. Yeah, Sunny D.
I mean, it might be the small ones.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You could probably take that dollar of Sunny D and water it down and probably get double the amount and probably have some.
And you know, yeah,
it's thick.
Yeah, it tastes better.
Yeah, you know,
we had the frozen concentrate. Nope. I like eating the frozen concentrate. Oh, that was good because
really?
That was like the pulpiest of orange juice. Like it was all that was good.
My mom used to get the concentrate when we were a kid.
Yeah,
of course.
That's all we ever had for orange juice.
Friends walk around with orange juice containers in their refrigerator. I'm like, now ours is in that plastic pitcher. Because my mom just takes that freaking can.
Yeah, made it.
And then
she says he's adding the lemonade, but it was like never lemonade-y. Like it never had like a lemonade taste.
Oh, no, no.
So bad.
Because I think our parents always added too much water. Like it was like.
No, they were like.
You're supposed to put like two cans of water.
Yeah, and it was like the whole thing, the whole container.
The whole whatever container. If it was a half a gallon container or a 2 gallon container, I forgot about
Minute Maid.
Minute Maid. What castle did you live in, Ben? We had.
What castle?
We had Country Time when I was growing up. Country Time was like buy one get five free.
Yeah.
Oh, the powdered Country Time.
Country Time lemonade.
Oh, that came like. Yeah, Country Time lemonade. What was the one that was so expensive that people would buy and you could get like the little when they first came out with the little individual
Crystal Light
like packs and stuff. Crystal Light.
Oh yeah.
God, I remember my one neighbor used to always be like, "You want some Crystal Light?" And I'm like, "Ooh, that's a fancy drink."
Crystal Light and vodka.
The fancy powdered stuff. All the
soccer moms would drink so they didn't gain weight.
Yeah.
Crystal Light and
vodka.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were on the skinny diet before skinny diet was a thing.
Yeah.
In the morning, it's the 80s. It's cocaine. Yeah.
In the morning, it's the
cocaine, the cigarettes, and gin.
In the morning, it's Ritalin and some cigarettes. In the evening, it's some Crystal Light and some vodka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they had to throw in the a Jane Fonda workout, you know, halfway through the day.
Of course.
Well, I don't know about that. Just smoke another cigarette and don't eat.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's the way it went.
So Jessica, tell us about how your job at Corona Cigar is the your managerial duties. How are they going? How are you dealing with employees, customers? How's things going?
Things are going good.
All right.
Yeah.
What kind of customers are we seeing at Corona Sarasota? Because I know you mentioned earlier you get a lot of people coming in for, you know, they want the $6 to $8 cigars, and then so I figured Corona.
We do have a lot of different people coming in, but I would say, some people, especially like I said, like more novice or newer smokers, they're looking for a little bit less in price point of a cigar. But they also still don't really know what they like to smoke. So it's kind of like trying to help navigate that. Some of our regulars absolutely love some of our regulars. They're just, you know, they're really awesome patrons that come in and, you know, spend their time there and we get to know them. It's, you know, it's fun.
Celebrities.
We haven't hit season exactly. We've had one, but I cannot mention that on air. I cannot mention that on air.
Celebrities.
Who was who? Okay, what other celebrity?
Let's talk about buttered sausage. Talk about buttered sausage, where it comes from, what it does. Why is it doing what it's doing? Get it out of my face. What about buttered sausage?
If Gary Busey ever comes in and you don't, I will quit my job. I'll be in the middle.
I would die.
I'll be in the middle of a break job. And I'm like, I'm out.
I would die.
That's Gary Busey. That sounded like Brian when you asked him like a simple question. Like, hey, when did you get started? Buttered sausage. Buttered sausage. What's this delicious? Buttered sausage.
What's the deal?
We haven't quite hit season yet, so I'm curious to see what it's going to be like. This is probably, it will still be a little quiet of a month, but come November, we'll be, I think, in full-blown season in downtown, and I think we'll see a lot of more foot traffic. Plus, we just had the grand opening, so the advertising is really starting to, you know, come more. And we're going to also have more events and different things that they're doing, and we're getting on the map more. So I'm excited to see how much more foot traffic we get in there.
Well, it seems like a nice location. I would love to get down
there. Downtown has some fantastic stuff to do. I mean, it really is a pretty cool place. Plus, it's like artsy, it's laid back, you know. They have the farmers market on Saturday, and it's just, you know, a very cool, chill town. Everyone seems to be really friendly. So, you know, we're enjoying it. We're still obviously working out the kinks, like all new businesses. You know, after a year, things will be probably pretty smooth.
What's it's the just size like compared out. To the one that we went to when we were in?
To in Orlando. And to, we went to the Tampa. One in Tampa,
same,
right?
Same size. Yeah.
It's, you know, the one in Tampa is bigger.
Nope.
It is. It's bigger.
It's
bigger because of the way the layout is.
It's bigger by like.
Tell Kevin to turn his microphone back on.
Really?
Tell Kevin to turn his microphone.
Turn your microphone back on.
Okay. I think they said Tampa's like 50 square feet bigger.
You want to know something though too? It's hard to compare a little bit because obviously we have the whole the layout's different. Mm-hmm. The VIP lounge in. We had to add two staircases and an elevator. So we lost some cigar facings. Like, you know, we didn't get to have enough rows to add some other cigars. So they had to be kind of creative with some of the way they wanted to display and what they were going to bring in. And that was the other thing. That's why people are like, oh, you guys aren't carrying this, but it's in Tampa. But yes, they have the room for it. We just don't, you know, unfortunately. But I mean, that's great that we have a great warehouse. People can come in, we can order stuff. They can get, you know, send it to us. We get trucks on Wednesdays or they can order it online.
That's what I was going to ask. So if somebody wanted, now when they want to, you have to order something and you get trucks. So if they wanted, like, obviously you're not going to order one cigar.
No, I mean, some people might, I don't know.
But if they wanted a box, you guys, so they could come in, they don't have to pay the shipping.
Yeah, I mean, because it's, you know, we transfer back and forth between stores. So, you know, when a customer is looking for something, it's not just for online orders. It's for different stores that customers are looking for something. So it's as easy as us sending it, you know, if we have, you know, it to send, you know. Obviously, you know, each store has like a different layout, but Tampa and Corona have a very similar look, especially because of the bar, but we have the VIP lounge, which, I mean, it's kind of hard to explain. I mean, it has all the lockers, it has a ton of different seating and tables, and then it has its own mini bar up there.
It's probably,
so
I would say it's probably, it's gotta be close to 500 square feet, you know, maybe 550. Of the VIP lounge upstairs. So it's got a full size bar in it.
The one in Tampa, they had an event space upstairs that they had just now converted into the JC Newman lounge, but it's still small. It's not very large at all, not compared to the one in Sarasota.
About 200 square feet.
Yeah. But it's neat that they were able to do something like that and offer that to the people there. So if anyone's a locker member at any of the other Coronas, they just have to pay a small fee to be able to go upstairs or spend some money on cigars. So they get to still have like a VIP, like,
because
the other stores don't have the VIP lounge. They have lockers, but they don't
expect. So. I mean, if you're going to pay the money, you know, to have lockers and be a part of.
Yeah. But you got to realize the lockers that they have at the other stores are not like the lockers we have at our stores for the upstairs access. So it's not really fair to just let anyone who has a locker walk in, because we have downstairs lockers as well, and they don't have access upstairs because they pay a different amount.
Ah, I see.
So, yeah. So, you know, and like, it's actually just a really cool vibe. We have some really good VIP members that come in and have purchased lockers. We still have some available upstairs, and then we have quite a few available left downstairs because we haven't really promoted that part yet. We kind of wanted to get the upstairs filled. Mm-hmm. Weekends right now are really picking up. It's really showing a lot more foot traffic. So I think the word's out that we're open and ready for people to come.
Plus, I like the downtown Sarasota location. Now Corona Sand Lake, you know, in Orlando, that's a great location.
Hold on, is this a question? Do all VIP for day? Yeah, you can. So anybody can buy a VIP ticket for the day.
Yeah. So Corona Sand Lake, I like, because it's in a huge plaza. You got tons of food you can get to, you know, a lot of chains and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But I like downtown Sarasota because there's a lot of little shops down there.
Yeah, there's a lot of restaurants.
You can come down with your spouse. If she doesn't smoke cigars, you could literally hang out there for 3 or 4 hours smoking cigars.
And we also have outdoor seating.
Yeah,
and they offer like a little light menu where it's like a charcuterie board. You can get some peanuts, like mixed nuts. No buttered sausage. Sorry about that. You know, and then they have some pretzels that you can get, some olives, and then the charcuterie boards with cheese, crackers, and some meats and stuff. It's actually pretty neat. But they have all outdoor seating as well.
So, has there been something? So obviously, you know, you're in the cigar industry. You've been in for a couple of. We're interviewing Jessica now.
Apparently, very exposed.
You know, turn on that other camera.
No, but, I swear, Care, don't you dare do that. I will be so upset. Right up my nostrils.
You're not cycling through our brands here. I'll switch that one over. So being in the cigar industry, you know, we are kind of a brand owner. You know, we've been doing the media for a couple of years. I would think that, you know, going to work at a lounge or even managing a lounge like you do would be easy. Like you just step. I know everything.
No.
Yes.
Not even close. That's not even remotely.
What was the biggest learning curve when you, since like Kevin said, you guys do, you're both well known on social media. You both are, in my opinion, and I think a lot of folks, you both have great palates. You understand cigars. You have a business. You've been running a business for a period of time, or at least you've been watching Kevin run the business. What's been the biggest learning curve for you when you got there that was like, oh shit, that you were surprised by?
Okay, so like three things, like three major things. The amount of okay, so when I started, we had to fill all of the aisles with cigars and, you know, where they were going to go, how they're going to look, how they're going to fit, like everything. And not to mention just, you know, we had to label all the cigars with the prices and everything. And
so just backing up for people that don't know, when you started,
it was empty.
It hadn't opened yet.
Yeah. And so I got to literally help put everything in there, you know, well, not everything, but, you know, I got to assist with a lot of the getting it open. That was a huge eye opener. I had no clue what I was doing at all, but I learned so much. I did not realize certain brands and like certain cigars and like the way it flows for a lounge and like how right. it works and how people are going to familiarize and like where you're going to like also how you're going to learn and where things are and placement how, and all that good you know, stuff. Placement and everything. And then it's interesting because you have boxes down below that are for sale. Then you have your, you know, single sticks. And then on the wall that we have also cigars boxes that are for sale and then ones to refill on the wall, you know? Mm-hmm. So like there was a lot, and then we have our whole back that has the humidors and ashtrays. Gotcha. And we have display cases that has all that stuff. So it's just knowing your merchandise too, that like, I didn't realize like how much stuff is actually out there. I was like, wow. Like, I know there's a lot of cigars, but there's also a lot to learn with like the boxes and like certain deals that mm-hmm. go on. Also, because we have online sales, some of that carries into the store that people can get. So that was like the first thing, was just not realizing like how big of a task that all is. Right. Mm-hmm. And like, yes, granted, that's not like that at every store all the time because you're not doing it from scratch. Right. It's all established. You walk in, it's already done. Here we had to do it from scratch. Right. So that was huge learning curve. Then the second craziest thing is I know nothing about alcohol, like zero. Like I am mind blown on how many different kinds of bourbons and whiskeys and cognacs and just all wines and all this stuff. And like, I'm obviously not learning everything in one day. That's not going to happen. It's going to take a long time to really learn everything. And I might not learn some of it because it's hard.
I've been to those bars. I can only imagine. It's fucking mind numbing.
It is. And so when we have some of the bartenders that come in, I have so much respect for how fast they pick up on it. Not even really having that much experience. Some of the bartenders, they really like dive in, learn how to make some of the drinks. And what's cool is some of the patrons are just so patient. They even like help talk some of them when they aren't familiar with something. You know, we do have some seasoned bartenders, but some were new and learning right. or have only dabbled a little bit in bartending. Cause there's Corona has a pretty extensive bourbon and whiskey. That you could choose from. It's crazy.
You get nervous touching some of them $10,000 bottles.
So the ones that are in the cabinet,
I wouldn't even go near them.
Yeah, I've only ever touched a few, and like Bolvini, like a bottle. I can't remember what year it was, but they were like, "Oh, do you want to display it?" I was like, "No, you can walk your booties over there. I'll open the case for you, and you can put it in its spot, and then I will lock it.
I'll handle the $5 cigar. You handle the $10,000 bottle."
Yeah. No, thank you. Yeah, I was like, "No, thank you." You know, and then learning how certain drinks are made, and like how they have to account for certain things, and you know, just just wild with the alcohol side. Like, just, I don't, it's like a snippet of what I even know. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so much out there. I'm like,
it's crazy.
It's crazy.
When I managed the bar, you know, when I took over, I didn't know anything either. And the same thing, I had to listen to some customers, you know, talk me through a drink. Like, yeah. I have no idea how to make this, you know, yeah. they would talk you exactly how to do it, you know, and it's,
well, and sometimes people ask for things we just don't have, you know, I mean, we have a really extensive menu, but there's always some people who come in and it's like, do you have this? And it's like, or can you make this? It's like, no, I don't have those ingredients.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I cannot make that.
A smoked old fashioned, but I would like you to use a piece of wood from a Viking battleship that sank. Can you do that? You
know? I just found out that a true old fashioned has egg whites in it.
Yeah, it was.
I did not know that. Really? An actual true old fashioned has egg whites in it.
There are several drinks that
coming up in October. I think next either.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
At the end of this week, yeah, old fashioned week. But go ahead. I didn't know.
Yeah, that I had no idea, and I was shocked.
There are a lot of old timey drinks that used egg white, and it's just like, what?
Yeah. I mean, it just kind of blew my mind. So, but you know, like stuff like that, like I didn't know that those types of things existed. You know, I was like, oh, really? Like in my own little bubble as I drink my zero sugar root beer. And then the third Crystal Light. The third thing that I kind of think I was underprepared for was because it's like an actual, like, retail is one thing. Like, you can kind of like navigate that and like sell things and, you know, work on computers and do stuff like that. Like, I can do all that stuff pretty fairly, you know, easy, but it's doing that in a service side of it too. Like, because of the alcohol and stuff, like when people come in, you know, they buy a cigar and then they're like, oh, you know, can I get a coffee or something? And I had to learn how to use the espresso machine, you know, like it's this really fancy machine. And I'm like, I am not good at this, you know? So it was like kind of doing the service side of it too, like serving people their drinks and, you know, checking on the people upstairs or outside and making sure, you know, they're having the ultimate experience and that they're, you know, good. And if they need anything and can we do anything more, you know, before a bartender gets there, I didn't realize how much stress that was going to cause me.
I just looked up. It's called an old fashioned whiskey sour.
Oh,
which has
the egg whites. Oh, is it called an old fashioned whiskey sour?
So I've made whiskey sours, you know, that didn't have egg whites.
Okay,
but
then there's an old fashioned that's completely different.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe it's a whiskey sour, not an old fashioned, but either way, something has egg whites in it.
No. An old whiskey sour does not have it, but an old fashioned whiskey. So I guess it's just.
Okay, so they're calling it an old fashioned whiskey sour. It's not an old fashioned or just a whiskey sour. It has to be an old fashioned whiskey sour.
That's what I just found quickly on.
Anyway, apparently
that's. Fact checked by Ben. Okay, thanks, Ben. Well,
listen, Ben, thank you, because like I said, I don't know anything about the alcohol side, which is intimidating to me, because that is something that, you know, we do as managers. We still will have some trainings. We will learn more,
you're gonna marble that fact and know it worked next time. Someone's gonna say something, you're like, you realize an old fashioned whiskey sour? It's got,
well, that's how I learned it, was from one of the bartenders. I didn't just like.
Do you guys have the cedar tray that you light on fire and then smoke the glasses?
Yeah, so they do all of that. Well, okay. It's like a kit that it comes in. It's like a cylinder, and it has the little mesh thing, and they have the chips. They have the different, I think it's like an apple cedar or something, and they burn that, and they smoke it and stuff, and then they, you know, cover it. It's actually really cool. It's like a little dome.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've seen them, and
I have to try that and make it. I mean,
a lot of people like it.
Some people say it makes all the difference to have it smoked. Yeah. I don't know.
So far, some of the feedback that we've just gotten, you know, some of it, you know, has been pretty positive, you know, and then some like little hiccups or little, you know, minor things that people, you know, have, you know, said over time. And I know that, you know, Tanya has basically, I mean, she basically was there all the time. I mean, she had to stay and get this up and running. She sacrificed a lot to be there. You know, there was lots of new stuff happening. And I think, you know, we were trying to get open and we were trying to accommodate, and people were like complaining about like small things, which, not that they're not valid. It was just, I don't think they realized how big this project had been for them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, trying to accommodate every single person that comes into, you know, that business is just nearly impossible. We try to give them the best experience we possibly can, but, you know, they're like, the lounge was a VIP lounge, was brand new to them. That was something they hadn't done at any location. So they were working the kinks out there. You know, it took time to get the rest of the locker humidors up there. And, you know, it was just, it was like a big, huge eye opener to see how on that massive a scale of business, you know, doing it from ground up. I give them a ton of credit. I think people, you know, don't see the behind the scenes, and I got to see that. And that just gives me a newfound appreciation for what any lounge owner goes through.
Now, what really? About, now, what about like, you know, I know obviously your bartenders, if you're hiring bartenders, they, you know, you're hiring bartenders that know what they're doing.
Well,
you know,
I mean, here's the thing. There's also, it's good to be able to, you know, mold people. It's the same thing on the cigar side.
That's where I was going. Yeah. So on the cigar side, you know, I'm assuming everybody came in as a cigar smoker.
No.
You know, oh, no?
Okay, no, we actually have an employee who's not even old enough to smoke a cigar. He's 20. And he'll be 21 in December, but, you know, he can sell the tobacco. Obviously, you just can't smoke.
Really?
But he's never had any tobacco product ever, but he has learned fast. And Calvin is his name. He's awesome. If you ever go to Corona in Sarasota, Calvin's one of the best dudes out there, and he's such a fast learner. And he came in just looking for a job, and he like literally hustles his booty. He's learned so much.
You know, it just reminds, you know, and some of those, like you said, where you can mold the employees, they don't come in with, you know,
any knowledge.
So we had one of our kids, you know, years ago, Brandon, you know, at the shop, he came in, you know, to change oil and tires at the shop, and he didn't know anything. And now he's actually at, you know, he transferred to a bigger shop. You know, he's one of the best techs at that shop. You know, but he came in with no preconceived notions, no bad habits. So we were able to mold him, but he had that drive. That was the big thing about some other kids that don't have the drive. They just want the job and they don't know working out. Brandon had that drive.
Have another employee, Carlos, who I actually like admire a lot. He came from another country. He speaks like, I think, two languages, but he like is such, his customer service and his cigar knowledge is amazing. And he just, you know, he's always on the night shift mostly. So I've only kind of like in passing worked with him a few times. And I'll be starting to work some Wednesday nights here. So I'll probably get to work with him more, but just, he can, you know, really relate to a lot of the customers that come in that are bilingual. It's like, or that's their first language. So he's able to speak Spanish to them and like really like be able to assist them better than some of us can, you know? So there's all these other factors, you know?
That's gonna be huge.
Yeah.
I have two questions.
Oh, it is. Kevin,
one for Jessica.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I know I'm still working with that delay. So that's the reason why I've been pausing. Kevin, with all of Jessica's knowledge now of building, just not coming into a cigar shop and getting behind the register, but building from the ground up, is she going to be the one that spearheads the stocking of the humidor in the new lounge?
No.
You saying that because she's experienced, she comes in with opinions and preconceived notions, or did Jessica just come in a long time ago with a bunch of opinions? We know that. But I'm saying with her experience, there has to be some validity to that, Kev.
So I'm going to start building the humidor in 2 weeks. I'm going to get it all built out. Probably not going to do the shelving right away. Right. It's
all the bills have finally came in for this lounge.
Nobody cares. Move on.
You are really taking the long road to avoid this question. But
so if anybody can go to Trash Panda Cigars and buy some stuff, I might be able to put the shelves up sooner.
Stop. You're ridiculous.
So what I'm going to do is I am going to put all the shelving up. I am going to get all the cigars in there that I want in there. And then I'm going to have Jessica come in and straighten it out because
so much lies.
There will be cigars. I hate to say this because it kind of makes me, I don't know, sound like a dick a little bit, but we have cigars everywhere right here. I mean, I can look out here in the lounge. I have hundreds of cigars just laying in packages, laying in boxes. And these are our personal, they're everywhere. Yeah. There's no rhyme or reason. And as I hate saying that, people are like, oh, Kevin, no, cry me a river. You got cigars laying around everywhere. Okay. But I'll put them in there, but I will need Jessica to do her thing and straighten my mess up.
No, right. Here's the thing, Kevin, it's okay. This is his like passion project. This is definitely something that I know he needs to see through for himself. I mean, he's going to use me to help him hang everything and I'm okay with that. But I know that that is something. Well, I to be honest, I don't think people realize I had to convince Kevin to do the humidor. He didn't want to do a walk-in humidor. I was like, if you don't do a walk-in humidor, you're going to regret it. And I'm glad that's the one thing you listened to me on. And I think now you realize like it was a necessity. And I know it was something that we weren't intending to do, but I'm glad that you did end up doing it.
I didn't intend to build this. This was my idea. This was your idea. I always say, you know, people like, my wife's the best. My girlfriend's the best. I'm like, yeah. Did she convince you to build a cigar humidor or a cigar lounge on your house?
And I made you go bigger.
Then mine's the best.
And I made you go bigger. He was going to go smaller.
Half this size. Yeah. And then, convinced me to go.
But this has been your passion project. I know I've given you a ton of shit because you are a hoarder and I do want my garage back. And it's been a long time coming. But I think you need to see that through. And I think you do need to set that up for you, for part of the business. And for our own personal stuff, that's like a different thing. But I think a lot of that, the walk-in humidor was mostly because I knew Kevin wanted to expand. And I think he needed the space. And I think he needs to finish that and see that through. I don't think he needs me to be part of that.
Well, with that said, Jessica, does that mean that Kevin, yeah, I appreciate that support. Does that mean you're going to be behind him the whole time going, Kevin.
No, honestly, we're done putting the cedar up and the shelves, like, I'm going to bounce. I'm not going to even be in there when he's loading up the cigars. I will drive me crazy.
I find it funny, Kara, that you said my name twice because that's what Jessica does. She goes,
I do.
But she goes, Kevin. And that's how she said, Kevin. She emphasizes the N, Kevin.
I pay attention to these things.
Kevin's
laughing because he knows I'm right. And Jessica's stuttering because she knows I'm right. So my question to you, Jessica, is you stuttering prick. Yeah. I got two questions. I got a question for you, Jessica.
Okay.
It's two parts. One is because Kevin and I will never stop doing this, but does it annoy you when we just say, gosh, it must be nice to sit at work and smoke cigars all day? the question is with starting building the shop from the ground up and being around all these different cigars, what one cigar were you introduced to during this period of time that maybe you wouldn't have been introduced to that you're like, oh my God, this cigar is fantastic. And being like doing this job of building up the, you know, like you said, the shelves, the walls, that just being able to be completely immersed in cigars and a different brands. What's the one that you able that you smoked that you don't think you would have if it wouldn't have been for working there?
Oh, some of the Ashton cigars. Some of the Ashton cigars I would never have thought in a million years because I didn't really know anything about them. Mm-hmm. And you know, I saw lots of people buying them, and actually then meeting the rep that came in, I was like, holy cow, like he gave me a few cigars.
Which ones did you like?
I then found myself, Lord, you're asking me names that I can't remember.
Kara, it's funny because, you know, we've said this on the show probably a dozen times. How many cigar brand owners come on have said, like they started off with Ashton. Ashton.
Yeah.
How many times Ashton has come up 100 times, and it's generally always the VSG.
I'll tell you what, that is, and Jessica, you're right, because when you go and you see Ashton, you don't think about it. That was the one cigar Daryl introduced me to, and it's just phenomenal. Okay. The VSG, phenomenal cigar.
Yeah, the VSG is good, but I'm trying to see which one that I really gravitated towards. I have to look at it.
Well, you're looking, Jessica. I have to look at
the band. Sorry.
And you are getting
into. You know what we do recommend? We recommend the Ashton aged Maduro a lot. Yeah. But I haven't actually tried one. But but people recommend that cigar all the time.
So Jessica, do you watch Oak Island and believe in aliens? Yes. We have to ask that. You're being interviewed.
Oh. I used to watch Oak Island years ago. And I really do want them to find something, but I don't think they ever will. And yes, I do believe in aliens.
There you go, man.
The Ashton Symmetry.
What's that look like? I'm not familiar with that one. Oh, I don't think I've ever even seen that one.
Oh, that is so good. And the Ashton Virgin Sun Grown is really good,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's the VSG. Yeah, that is another
one.
Yeah,
that's really good. Yeah. And then, you know, so when, I don't get to smoke cigars all day, just FYI. But, and also it's like a waste. Sometimes you're busy and you're doing stuff and it's just not really possible to always be smoking, or at least smoking a longer, you know, cigar. Sometimes you have to pick like a shorter cigar and I just don't feel like it's worth. I'm like, if I'm going to smoke a cigar, I want to smoke what I want. You know, I don't want to have to like choose like a small like nub or something, you know. So you don't always get to smoke.
A tough decision.
Just so you know, it is. But that was something that I wasn't really ever exposed to. And I didn't really know anything about the line. And so when I got a cigar from the rep, I was going to bring them home to Kevin and I ended up smoking one on the way home. And then I was like, oh yeah, I'm never giving him these. Like, this is a great cigar.
I haven't had a VSG in
probably, should now bring you home some because I feel kind of bad. Because
I probably haven't had one in a year.
But I will tell you, like, it wasn't because the cigar was, I'm not like, oh, it was the rep who, like, you know, just because he was so cool. Like, he was knowledgeable. He took the time to, like, talk about the different cigars. Mm-hmm. Like, that I liked, because that's the other thing. If there's a rep coming in and you're like going to try to sell those cigars, shouldn't we know more about them? You know, shouldn't we have also, you know, be smoking them and learning about them? And, you know, that's one of the things. Well, that's one of the things.
Are they?
That.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And they're fantastic. And so I just, after that, I was kind of like, huh, this is how it should be, right? Like, this is how I want to be able to still promote that brand, you know, for that cigar. Now I know more about it. And now it's easier for me to describe like some of the stuff, you know, because, mm-hmm. you know, I could talk about my personal opinion or certain things, but it's nice when you have certain facts that you can talk about like the cigars with. So I made it a point to like, really now I pick kind of like one or two cigars from a certain maker, you know, that I normally wouldn't gravitate towards. And I try it because also when people do ask me, I want to be able to say, this is the, you know, this is what I got from it, or at least know that I smoked it and I could kind of guide someone through it. Somebody comes up to me, I could read the back of a cigar thing and could say Maduro. I mean, you can say the same thing about any Maduro, you know, it's kind of, you know, there's ones that also say undisclosed. I'm like, no one can tell you about that cigar unless you smoked it, you know? So I think that's, you know, that was something that caught me off guard, was the Ashton.
Yeah, it's that's a great story, because it's one of those brands that, you like Kevin says, you hear a lot about, you hear people talk about it, you see it, and you really don't think about picking it up. And then when you do, you're like, wow, what the hell have I been walking past this line for?
Yep.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, we've always said, you know, you know, when you go, you've said it best, you know, when people ask what's new in the humidor, like whatever you haven't smoked.
Yeah. Yeah. Humidors are filled with great shit for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and it's hard when people come in and say, you know, like, what do you recommend? And they don't really know their palate either. And, like, I'm not a tobacconist. You know, I didn't, like, I could ask people, like, what do you drink coffee? Like, do you like things that are spicy? I mean, like, those are all things you could ask someone. But honestly, I tell people sometimes you're a visual person, too. And sometimes you just got to visually pick your own cigar, you know, and it might be too strong or it might not be strong enough. But you won't know until you try it. And it's hard to, you can't just always say, start with a mild cigar. That's silly.
No, it's a good way to gauge. You know, I think, honestly,
I'm not going to let somebody pick up an Asylum cigar and smoke one, you know, for their first time. That's crazy.
I think if someone's always asking for, I'm not a tobacconist either, but lately when folks have been asking me, I try and steer them to a middle of the road cigar, because at that point you can always, and Kevin, I can't remember who we were talking to, and same with blending tobacco as well. They had a similar thing, is you can always kind of like blend or start with a cigar in the middle, the flavor profiles in the middle. And then from there you can go, okay, I want to dial up or dial down because if you start low, You could be so low. If you try a very mild cigar, you may overshoot and get something super strong. But if you start right in the middle, you can know which way you want to dial in any direction. The same with blending.
Oh, yeah.
You blend a tobacco, you're like, man, this cigar is a perfect medium, got some spice to it, but I need more spice. Now they know you just got to add a little bit more Ligero. You got to add a little bit more Viso. You got to take out a little bit more, you know, a little bit less, and add a little bit more, you know, of something a little bit more milder, and then you can dial up and down from that point.
Yeah, that is true. You want to know something that I did notice is that more men buy acids than women. Acid cigars are very popular amongst many men. Like, I was shocked.
What age group?
All of them. I would say not past probably 60, but I would say from new smoke, like a 21-year-old all the way up to like their 50s.
Interesting.
And I am shocked. And the women that are with them are not smoking any infused cigars. They're smoking Davidoffs, or they're smoking Fuentes, or, you know, an El Septimo. Like, I'm just floored on how many. And not that I'm... not that I don't expect it. It's just definitely was not something that I really like thought about, because most people are always like, oh, women start with, you know, the acids and the fruitier cigars or the flavored or sweeter cigars. That is lies. Being now in a lounge and seeing like the amount of acids we sell to men, I was shocked.
That's an interesting observation.
Like, it really is. And honestly, like, I did not expect that, because I've always heard too, like, most women start with infused. These women are not coming in there and buying infused cigars.
So, well, I think on that note, yeah, well,
I'm so glad I was able to fill in tonight. You're very welcome.
You've been a fantastic guest. We definitely appreciate you coming on and spending a couple hours of your Monday night with us. Everybody, I want you to start typing in the word cigar for our Tapping Ash and Taking Names giveaway presented by Amendola Family Cigars. And in the meantime, let's hear a word from our partner.
Another cigar.
Yeah. All right. It is time for the Tapping Ash and Taking Names giveaway presented by Emin.
You cut yourself off.
All right. And remember, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, it's delay. The delay.
You keep, you're like, and now here's the sponsor.
Yeah. make sure you head over to the JC Newman cigar website and check out the check for the
Bricktoberfest
participating retailer near you. We've got some one of the Cigar of the Month Club shipments from Corona Cigar, along with some prizes from or some swag from our partners over at Drew Estate. And then let's go ahead and share this screen and pick a winner.
Fantastico. Thanks for sharing tonight, Jessica, with your experiences at work. And it's been, I know we haven't had a chance to chat about it, but boy, oh boy, you've experienced everything from the ground up. And it's great that, you know, you've been able to take and learn so much from your time there. Frankie D.
Thanks.
Frankie D's.
Congratulations.
Send me an email, kevin@cigarprop.com. We'll get you your prize pack out to you. Let's see. Let me go back. I had my show notes here that we didn't use, but I do need to find out who we have. Hey,
did I show you this lately, next guys? Jennifer got this.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Lars.
It's a longboard. Oh,
that's awesome.
I feel like if you actually use that longboard, you might end up in the hospital.
Yeah, I believe this is probably end up going to be a cruiser if I know, were to use
it's
it.
It's just Manny.
That's freaking like.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be doing any tricks on this.
I don't know.
Yes, I would just hang that up. If you look at it, Kara, if you hold that up, doesn't it look like a sad face? The other with the two holes and then the at the very top, if you hold it vertically.
A sad face.
Look at the two holes at the top and with the little mouth that goes.
I'm not seeing it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right there.
Eyeball.
Oh, there. I see that now. It looks like it's like help
arms,
me.
Arms, boobies. It's Lars. Penis.
All right, so next week we welcome Tony Barrios from Stallone Cigars. I don't know anything. I've heard that name Tony Barrios in the cigar industry forever. I don't know anything about Tony. Zero. I don't know anything about Stallone Cigars. I do know about a year and a half ago we were supposed to have somebody from Stallone Cigars on the show, and then like a couple of days beforehand, he's like, "Hey, I'll get back to you in a day. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to come on." And then he left the company and then went to work for a weed company.
Whatever.
It was actually who hooked us up with that guy was the two young ladies from that had the podcast.
Erica
Arroyo, because he used to work for
You are full of information.
The people that made the Cornelius cigar.
Cornelius and Anthony?
That company.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Cornelius and Anthony. So it was, you didn't need to know all that. But so Tony Barrios of Stallone Cigars is going to be joining us next week. Make sure you're following Cigar Prop producer Jessica Caraviajante of Stogie Road Cigars on all the social medias. Links are in the show notes down below. The podcast description as well, if you're listening to this in the future. Also in the links are in the notes are the social media links of all of our wonderful partners. We always say it, but we can't do this without them. So thank you to JC Newman Cigars, Cigar Medics, Amendola Cigars. We are the muscle. Casa Caraballo Cigars, who will have Mario on in just a couple of weeks. Illusione Cigars, deep in flavor, deep in your mind. K by Karen Berger Cigars, Corona Cigar, and of course, Drew Estate and Experience Asset. Care, as always, leave us with some parting words.
I'll tell you, great information tonight, Jessica. So if you're ever in Sarasota and if your Stogie Road finds you down there in the Floridian weather, make sure you stop by and see Jessica and the staff at Corona Cigar, Sarasota, and she'll hook you up. Very, very educational, very helpful.
Thank you.
Right on, Jessica. Any parting words for tonight?
No, I'm tired. I'm sorry.
All right. We'll see everybody next week.
See you.